We talked about several things I want to get to. So if you'll go ahead, let's see where I want to start, because I'm going to skip a lot of stuff I've already been over. Let me see. Okay, here we go. If you will go ahead and put up Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians 6 and 12. We are going to... Because we are going to deal with some of these things this adversary don't want you to be aware of. He tried to do a sneak attack on your lives. Y'all hear me? I said that's what he out to do, a sneak attack, sneak up on your blind side. But I want to show you how to have eyes on every side. You know, you got to have, you have to be able to see on every side, not be sleeping anywhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So listen to this. You got Ephesians? There we go. Listen, I'm going to read a statement in front of us. These powers that we are wrestling against has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to say it again. These powers that we are wrestling against has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why it is so important for us to know that we are not to fight them with physical opponents or weapons. We are not to get in a fight with the devil in the physical. Are you hearing me? You, a physical being, is no match for a spiritual being. I heard Dr. Price say many years ago when I first started in this faith walk, he said, I don't care if a demon has two legs in a cast, one arm in a sling, and one eye bound up, he can't see out of it. You're no match for him, a physical being. Evil spirits are, see, you got to understand, you got to stay where your strength lies, where you're strong. You're strong spiritual. You have spiritual forces, spiritual power available to you. But you get over in the flesh and live in the natural. He just eats you like chop. You become chopped lamb for him at lunchtime. Eat all he wants to when he wants to. You'll never measure up. You have no defense trying to deal with the devil with your natural being. And we hear movie stars, and I don't want to call any names, I could. And they said they get on TV because they have a lot of influence. They have their shows. But you just got to be strong in yourself. If you ain't got no Jesus in yourself, you ain't got no strength in yourself. Because first you got to have life. That thing don't do nothing. First you got to have life. And Jesus is my life. You're going to find out. You'll see in just a minute when we get to the scripture. Get to this other scripture. But these powers, you got to get it in your spirit. This is what Satan don't want you to know. They have already been dethroned, defeated, so you understand me. They are not going to be defeated. They have already been defeated. They try to get to you and frustrate you through peoples and situations you run into and on your job and in your life and even in church. But if you don't understand this, they'll frustrate you, they'll confuse you, they'll frighten you. You will be intimidated. You'll be miserable. Hello? But if you understand that I walk with God, I can't be defeated. You can't depress me. You can't take my joy. You can't defeat me. Who's in me is greater than your little stuff you're trying to bring against me. I know who I am. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I know this. I don't think this. I don't hope this. I know this. You can holler loud as you want to. When you get through hollering, you're going to shut up and get out of my way, because this is the way I'm going. This is what I'm going to do. And you can't stop me. So he tried to bring up situation and frighten you, telling you it ain't going to happen, it ain't going to work this time. Now you going down. No, you lying devil. You, Jesus raised me up and you can't take me down. You can get sassy with him. You can get bold with it. You little lying devil, you don't have what it takes to take me down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to learn what fight to get in and stay in. It is that one thing that Jesus gave us, that main thing I should say that Jesus gave us, or the Father gave us. And he said, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And that's what he's trying to keep you from recognizing and becoming aware of, that you got faith, and he don't want you to learn how to develop your faith and grow your faith. Hebrews says Jesus is the author and the finisher. He is the developer. Our faith came from the one that whipped him. When Jesus got up, when he was raised from the dead, he conquered the devil. He conquered every enemy of ours. And that same faith and power that he conquered the devil with, God has dealt that kind of faith to you. Oh, you hear me? I said, God has given you that kind of faith. Since we're here, listen what Ephesians says. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ephesians 1:19. And you need to see that. Don't leave what I just gave you. We're coming back. Ephesians 1:19. Woo! He said in Ephesians 1:19. See, he wants you to understand. He wants you to recognize. He wants you to be aware of. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? That's why Satan don't want you to get in the realm of the spirit. He don't want you. You're in there, but he don't want you to learn how to live and operate there. You've been born into it, but it's just like having money in the bank. No, you know you got it. He don't want you to discover what you have access to. So he said, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? And God describes it to us so we can get a knowledge of it. He said, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. If hell and death couldn't keep Jesus, it can't keep you. Are you hearing me? If he conquered death, hell, and the grave, and everything death, hell, and the devil had, now how can he come in your house and your life and ruin your life? He have to dumb you down. He have to get you blind to the truth. He have to get you to talk against yourself. He have to get you to disagree with the word of God in order to do that. But if you're walking in the light of that word and doing that word, he can't do it. How can somebody been defeat somebody that's already got the victory over them? You don't go around when somebody like the Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship. You don't go around telling everybody that the Golden State Warriors won it. They lost it. And they go on record. It's on record. They got you go back to the 20 18 and 19 NBA playoff. If you go to the record, it's on there. It's on there. It's on there. It's on. It's right here. You hold it up to the devil. See that, devil? I won. You see it? I won, devil. You see it? If you don't understand, let me read it to you.